The paper industry in the U.S. has supported the country from the beginning, and it all started here in Philadelphia. Violet Comber-Weiland from WHYY's BillyPenn.com has more.
From supporting early newspapers and mail to creating delivery boxes and diapers, paper is a vital industry today. And America's first paper mill was started in Germantown by German immigrant William Rittenhouse. Steve Jones is the interim executive director at historic Rittenhouse Town. He said that this business was important for the early Germantown ecosystem.
There was a very lively press. There was a religious press that created liturgical materials. There were newspapers and so on. So there was a lot of printing, papermaking, journalism, book publishing going on in the Germantown area.
He says the Rittenhouses dominated U.S. papermaking for some time and established a foundation for the U.S. paper industry post-Revolutionary War. You can celebrate this week's Philly Festival on Saturday, June 27th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at a historic Rittenhouse Town on 208 Lincoln Drive. For Billy Penn, I'm Violet Comber-Weiland, WHYY News.
Later this year, the Making Time Forever Music Festival will take over Philadelphia's Fort Mifflin. The alt-rock celebration has emerged as an end-of-summer staple over the last decade. Founder Dave Pianca says he started booking the festival last October, but challenges with international acts obtaining visas during the Trump administration created snags with filling the stages, and those challenges forced him to get creative with this year's lineup. But he says he's really happy with the way it all came out.
I think it's a little more forward-thinking. It's a little more progressive. There's a lot of artists that people might not know, but I think they're going to know who they are this summer.
The festival runs from September 18th to 20th and will feature more than 120 performers, including Kim Gordon, Daphne, and They Are Gutting a Body of Water. This is WHYY.